ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد before I talk about the reminder today, let us make dua for our brothers and sisters who are in a few hours who will go to Arafah and who will stand in Arafah and who will make dua, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their hajj, to accept their standing, to accept their duas, to inspire them to make those duas which have khair for them and for us, and to accept their duas, especially those duas which they make to relieve the Muslims from their suffering, those duas that they make to remove those who are inflicting the suffering on the Muslims, to remove them from their positions of power. We ask them to accept the duas that they make against those who are the zalimun, those who are the oppressors, wherever they are, whoever they are, to remove all oppressors from the face of the earth, whether those oppressors are Muslims or not Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all oppressors from the face of the earth, whether they are Muslims or not Muslims. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve the suffering of everybody, whether they are Muslim or not Muslim. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the du'as of the Hujjaj and those who are standing in Arafah. Alhamdulillah, it's a matter of great happiness for us, particularly in this masjid, because two of our very regular musallis are in Hajj this year. One is Hassan Zishan. I remember him, there was not a Salatul Fajr that he was not here. He had not one Salatul Fajr. Every single day that boy was here, no matter what. And if he was not here one day, then we knew he was sick. There was no other way that he would not be here for Salatul Fajr. And the other one is Abdul Rahim Verma, who was there for every Salah. He was like one of the furniture of the masjid. Ajib. How Allah takes somebody and turns them, subhanAllah. And both of them are in Hajj, alhamdulillah. So we ask Allah to accept their Hajj. And of course, there are many others who I know. My brother is there with his family. Mudassir is there. Mudassir Masihuddin is there. There is Hamza Chorge is there. Many are there, alhamdulillah. So, Muzaffar is there. Yeah, my brother is there. Muzaffar is there with his family. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my friends from South Africa and from Australia, Dr. Professor Muhammad Abdullah is there with 600 Australians, mashallah. Big group. And Mahmoud Surti is there and their families. May Allah accept all those who are there, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows who is there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah does not forgive more people than He forgives on the day of Arafah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of those people and all their mutalaqeen, all their families and all those who have gone before them. Another friend of mine, very good, very dear friend of mine from Bangladesh, Maher Khan, he is there with his wife. And his wife is, she is a revert. MashaAllah, may Allah accept their Hajj and accept all their du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of their du'as and accept their Hajj and to forgive all of them and forgive all of us, all those who have gone before, all of those who are going to come ahead. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give from His boundless treasures until the people are tired of taking. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them so much that they are completely and totally satisfied and they are happy and they are delighted. And we ask Allah to remove all the difficulties, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to solve their problems before they become problems. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to whoever is sick, to relieve him from his sickness and suffering. We ask Allah, whoever has debts, to give from his treasures so that those debts are removed. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive, not because we deserve the forgiveness. But because only He can forgive. We ask Him to forgive because He can forgive. We ask Him to forgive because nobody else can forgive. La yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. That is the shan of Allah. Jalla Jalalu. And we ask Him to forgive, not because we deserve it, but because only He can forgive. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete His fadl on those people who He gave the tawfiq to go for Hajj and to stand in Arafah. And that fadl is not completed until He accepts their dua. And that fadl is not completed until He forgives them. And Allah does not do anything incomplete. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete His fadl on those people. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among their du'as. Those who know us and those who don't know us, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among their du'as so that their du'as are accepted on their behalf and on our behalf also, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all that I asked, and I ask Him to give what I have not asked from His fadl and because of His fadl. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. The reminder today is something that from yesterday morning actually, there is a thought that has been going around my mind which I want to share with you. And that is, I want you to put yourself in this position and think about this. If you write 100,000, 1 lakh, 1 followed by 5 zeros. If you write this figure, 100,000. And you put a dollar sign before that 100,000. Then with $100,000, you can buy a Toyota Land Cruiser, which is the Rolls Royce of four-wheel drives. You remove the dollar sign and you put a rupee sign. Then you cannot even buy a Nano, the disgrace of the Tatas. You remove the rupee sign and you put a Kuwaiti dinar sign before that same 100,000. You can buy 2 apartments for the same 100,000. You remove the Kuwaiti dinar sign and you put a Kruger Rand sign. A Kruger Rand is a gold coin. You put a Kruger Rand sign. Then you are looking at some serious money. So therefore, the thought in my mind is, it is not that number. It is the sign before the number which gives value to that number. It is the sign before the number. If you remove that Kruger Rand sign and you put a peso sign, then maybe you can buy a loaf of bread. Same number. Depending on the sign, that same number can buy you 2 apartments, it can buy you a Land Cruiser, it can buy you 3/4 of a Nano, it can make you seriously wealthy, or it can buy you a loaf of bread. Same number. What changed? The sign. The sign before that number. The thought in my mind, since yesterday, is what will be the sign before my name when I stand before Allah? We will all have some sign before our name when we stand before Allah. What will be the sign before my name when I stand before Allah? Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.